Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 26th. Today's word is frowsy, spelled F-R-O-W-S-Y. Frowsy is an adjective that means musty or stale. It can also mean having a slovenly or uncared-for appearance. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe by Yvonne Abraham. On good days, I could also manage super boring reality TV shows like Escape to the Country, in which retired British couples go on slow searches for frowsy new homes in sleepy towns, and nobody gets excited about anything. The exact origins of the word frowsy are perhaps lost in an old frowsy book somewhere, but some etymologists have speculated that frowsy, which can also be spelled with a Z instead of an S, shares a common ancestor with the younger, chiefly British word frowsty, F-R-O-W-S-T-Y, a synonym of frowsy in both its senses. That ancestor could be the old French word froust, meaning ruinous or decayed, or the now obsolete English word frow, spelled F-R-O-W or F-R-O-U-G-H, meaning brittle or fragile. An early print example of frowsy can be found in Thomas Otway's 1681 comedy, The Soldier's Fortune, wherein the character Beau refers to another character as a frowsy fellmonger. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.